Today's Q106 morning show with Jackson and Steph with another member of our community.
For sure. Please welcome Gary Cohn, Director of Public Relations of Overture Center for the Arts. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning. Good to be here.
You guys are definitely part of our community. I mean, Jackson and I have a background in arts. I went to college for theater, and the arts are so important. And we try to teach that to our kids. And obviously, we've seen so many great shows at the Overture Center, not only Broadway musicals and shows, but also
comedy shows, concerts. You guys do so much at the Overture. Art shows, my wife and I go when you guys have the galleries, the free galleries that are open there. And it's just such a great asset to have in our community.
That's right. And don't forget, we do a lot of community programming. We're in the schools all the time with Disney's in Schools. Whether it's our Rising Stars program or community workshops or on stage programs. So we're really integrated into the community where, you know, we want to make arts accessible for everyone.
And that's why it's so important for us to rally together for this year's Frosty Ball. Mm-hmm. It's one of your guys' biggest benefits, correct, for Overture Center?
Yes, it's a big fundraiser for Overture, but more importantly, it's a big party.
Yes, it is.
It's one of Madison's premier parties. It's a chance to dress up and really enjoy yourself for five or six entertainers, three levels of fun. Some great food, which I brought you guys some treats this morning.
What's in there, Steph?
I didn't want to open it in front of you. I'm on a strict
keto diet right now, unless there's a pile of brisket in there. But I've been living vicariously through Steph. What I can tell is that's a nice looking box.
I hate to break it to you, but we've got truffles.
We've got
cheesecake, and we've got macaroons, and these are all homemade.
Pull the cheesecake out if you would. I just want to see that cheesecake for a minute here.
And this is just a little sample of the excellent food that you enjoy at Frosty Ball. When I went to Frosty Ball in the past, the food is where I just couldn't believe it. Gorgeous and delicious. And then, like Gary is saying, a night to party. There was so much going on at Frosty Ball, I didn't know what to experience next.
Not to mention that it's a 1920s themed event this year. So you'll have people dressed as flappers. We'll have, you know, some gangsters. We'll have some screen stars. We've got a speakeasy room, which if you don't know what that is, that's it. Back in the days of Prohibition, you know, you had these back rooms where they served, booze and you had the piano pair play. Yeah, so we have a speakeasy room. We've got some great entertainment. Plus, we're going to do some live auctions, one of which is going to be a trip to New York with our VP of programming to see four Broadway shows and Tim
on Broadway, Broadway. Wow.
Yes. And Tim is a Tony Award voter, so he's really like an excellent guide. He'll tell you all about the shows and the insight, give you all the insights and how they were produced.
What a lifetime experience!
That's going to be one of our live auction items. So great time! It January 25th. 8 to 11, and then don't forget, from 11 to 1 is the after party sponsored by Isthmus. So
that's where things get
really
crazy.
And we're going to have a couple of these tickets for you to win in a moment. We're going to quiz you on the Roaring 20s to get you into Frosty Ball. How about that?
I like that.
Anything else we need to know about, Gary, for the Overture Center and why we should definitely all come out to Frosty Ball and support the event?
Well, if you're interested in tickets, you can go to overture.org or you can call our box office at 608-258-4141.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much. And we're going to quiz you on the Roaring 20s. You want to go to Frosty Ball and win these tickets? Call 608-321-1063.